Now, Kramer and Jess, mornings on Mix 106.5.
Happy Friday!
Friday!
Valentine's Day! Happy Valentine's Day, happy Friday. Good morning, good morning. Hello, hello, hello. So I have to tell you, it's Kramer and Jess on Mix 106.5. Kramer's on vacation. It's Jess here. Charlotte's with us this morning as well. It's a massive day on the show, and I have to be completely honest with you. I'm all over the place. I can't even focus right now. Like, literally, I can't even focus, and let me tell you why. For those of you who care, you can now download TikTok back onto your phone. And if you're sitting there and you're like, what are you talking about? Like, the ban was for 14 hours. Well, I was one of the people that deleted TikTok immediately. So I actually had to go through the ban for real, and I haven't had TikTok on my phone since January 18th. And for some reason, our dear Hassan, our friend Hassan, left me a postie. And he also texted me this morning, but he left me a post-it in the studio, and he's like, TikTok is back in the App Store for download, and he knows how important this is to me. And, like, that I downloaded it. So I downloaded TikTok on my phone this morning. This matters to a lot of us who have been exiled. It's Valentine's Day. I love a theme. And my best friend is flying into Baltimore today. Like, I honestly apologize because I feel like the show, like, I'm going to burn the place down. Like, I can't focus.
No, the universe is showing you love. I think you should take it as a good sign.
Like, what in the flipping world?
Everything is going your way this morning. Ugh. It's all sunshine and rainbows.
I'm happy. I hope you're happy. It's Friday. I'm so happy Charlotte's here. Can we also give Charlotte some love? Like, how amazing has Charlotte been? Like, co-hosting with me, I feel like everyone can relate to that feeling of, like, when, you know, things are off at work and you gotta, you know, when somebody's out and you gotta do things no matter what job you have, but, like, having someone at work is just super awesome energy, who's doing an amazing job. Like,
thank
we
you,
love
Jess.
You so much, Char. We love you.
I love you.
Happy Friday. Happy Valentine's Day. You know, whether you're celebrating it with a partner, with your besties, or for self-love, everybody deserves love today, and I hope you have an amazing morning. Good morning.
Now. Three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three. With Jess. Number three.
The Lion King is showing in Baltimore. It just opened last night at the Hippodrome. Oh my gosh, so many fun shows going on at the Hippodrome.
Seriously,
right now.
Seriously, good season.
I love that. And it runs, it's running now through Sunday, March 2nd, so you have some time to go see it. Disney's The Lion King musical live on stage features Simba, Timon, Pumbaa, all of your favorite characters brought to life. And speaking of Disney, Disney on Ice is also at the CFG Bank Arena this weekend as well. And that runs now through Monday, February 17th for some fun family activities this weekend.
Oh, that's going to be so fun. I used to go to that when I was a kid.
To Disney on Ice.
Disney on Ice. It was like such a core memory.
Oh my gosh. Same. I have vivid.
Too?
Oh my gosh. You
yes.
kidding me? I have vivid memories of Disney on Ice, and I got one of those like bubble gun thingy.
Like
no,
wand?
No. It was a bubble wand. It was a Little Mermaid bubble wand at Disney on Ice, and it's one of my favorite memories to this day. I'm 31
yes.
years old and I can see it vividly.
No, same.
10 out of 10 recommend.
And I think I saw it. Well, it used to be Royal Farms Arena then,
mm-hmm.
but please take your children. They will never forget it.
Literally. I know, just crying.
Number two.
My all-time favorite thing about Valentine's Day is all of the heart-shaped food. Mm. Here are some restaurants that can help you celebrate today and all weekend long for your Valentine, Galentine, and self-love celebrations. Chick-fil-A has heart-shaped nugget trays. Those are so much fun. Krispy Kreme has their Hearts in Bloom collection. Dunkin' Donuts is always my go-to for heart-shaped mm-hmm. donuts. Dairy Queen has a Red Velvet Blizzard Cupid cake right now. That sounds fun.
Ooh.
And Papa John's has brought back their classic heart-shaped pizza. So Kramer is out on vacation. I have Charlotte with me this morning. Don't you have like some fun theme dinner plans tonight that you and your besties are doing?
Tomorrow night. Valentine's Day.
Yes.
But yeah, I might have to pick up that heart-shaped nugget platter or something.
So our friends,
so
Greg and Gina from over at 101.9, mm. they brought that for like an office thing last year.
Stop.
Hit.
I mean, how can you be mad? It's a heart-shaped nugget platter.
Literally.
That's everything good in life.
Yes.
Number one.
Selena Gomez, you sneaky, sneaky lady. This girl just dropped a new song from her brand new album that's a collab with her fiance, Benny Blanco, that she's apparently dropping next month. Selena has been doing interviews up the wazoo talking about how she's planning on not doing music anytime soon. She just wanted to focus on acting ever since her recent success with Emilia Perez. No, last night, this girl dropped a brand new song and teased a brand new album. The new song is called Scared of Loving You. Here is a clip. She literally just surprised the entire world last night and dropped it here. Hang on, I'm going to pull it up for you. So this is her new single that's going to be on her new album that she's releasing next month. Take a listen.
Because I'm not scared of loving you. I'm just scared of losing you. I'm not scared of anyone. I'm dying. If you're gonna find somebody new.
Wait,
how could they
this
love
is beautiful
you? As much as I do. As much as I do.
Oh God.
Is this her
crying.
Soft girl era?
This is her
this lover
is her finally
era.
Being loved the way she deserved to be loved era.
Yes.
Oh my goodness. So the reason why I'm like freaking out as a Selena fan is because, I mean, Charlotte, you and I were talking about this a few days ago off air, how Selena, I was almost going to do a story about how she was basically reassuring fans again, don't expect music from me or whatever. And then she dropped this last night, which was like a complete surprise to all of us.
She played us.
She did. She did. And so the new album is called I Said I Love You First. And that is set to drop March 21st. I just love this so much because if you don't know the backstory behind Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco, they've been friends for years and have made multiple hits together. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, fast forward to now. They're engaged, they're in love, and they made this entire album together. I could cry about it right now.
Oh, I actually just found out recently that they met in the studio.
Yes,
like,
girl.
I didn't realize that.
Yes, girl. They did.
Clearly have chemistry musically and romantically.
I love it.
So cute.
This is Jess, and that's your top three. Sometimes it's the little things in life that bring you the biggest joy because they're so unexpected. And I experienced that firsthand a couple of days ago. This is what happened. I had to do a quick trip back to back home to California last weekend, and I flew Southwest. So you know how it's basically like survival of the fittest, just to check in for a decent group so you can get a decent seat. And for me, it has to be an aisle seat because you all know about my pee anxiety at this point.
Yeah, naturally.
Somehow, when I got on this plane, the very front row was open. Now, if you don't know, first class does not exist on Southwest, but the front row is pretty much as close as you're going to get because it has the most leg room. So I take the aisle seat in the very front row of this plane. And then for some reason, no one sat next to me in the middle seat. I think they just like assumed I was saving it for someone. So it was open, front row, aisle seat, with nobody sitting in the middle on a cross-country flight.
Unheard of.
Girl, that is dream. That's gold. That's
your
the lottery.
Down upon.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Now, clearly, like, this is a small win, right? Is this going to change the world? Is this going to solve the world's problems? No. But it's something that completely just, like, makes your whole life and it changes your entire day. And I think it's worth celebrating. Charlotte, what is your, do you have, like, a small win that just completely changes your entire day?
Well, recently, I've just been, like, really needing alone time.
Yeah.
Like, really badly. Like, I've just felt really burnt out. And, like, I just, like, need to not be perceived for a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And luckily, this weekend, everyone that I live with is gone.
You have a house to yourself.
At the same time.
Oh, my gosh.
So I get to do whatever I want.
Yes.
I can sing show tunes at the top of my lungs.
Mm-hmm.
I can wear sweatpants. I mean, I would do that anyways, but like nobody can judge me.
You can leave dishes in the sink.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes it's just the littlest things, you know? It's like just not having anyone look at you for a day. Like, that'll fix me.
No, I love it. And it is like having an entire house to yourself, being able to watch your shows,
yes.
Not worrying about anyone there. Or maybe you want to stay up late and you want to have the volume all the way up on the TV. The list goes on and on and on and on.
I blasted my music during my shower at 4 a.m. this morning. And
yes.
It was beautiful. And I imagine you felt probably even more thrilled when you got that plane seat because that that is a true win.
I felt like it feels like Christmas Day. Now, are these small wins going to change the entire planet? Absolutely not. But it's like these little things that honestly just make you feel good. You know, like what's your small win that you feel like celebrating today that can just like completely change your day? I want to hear yours. What's your small win that's worth celebrating? Lucy in Pasadena, what's a small win that just made your day?
Well, today on my way to work for the first time ever, I got almost every green light. It was like I won the lottery. I got 3 green lights in a row. That never happens, especially during rush hour.
Yeah, no, at that point, like, today's about to be the best day of my life. This is a sign. I'm going the right direction. Like, I would take that and run with it.
Yeah, so today's going to be an awesome day.
I love that so much. Kayla in Towson, what is your small win that just completely changes your day?
Well, I had the same thing happen that you did with the flight.
Oh, yes. Okay. Twice. So basically, I just a few minutes ago, we were talking about how I got on a plane. The front row was open on a Southwest flight, which was like basically as close as first class as you're going to get, all the legroom. Hello. And then the middle seat was open. Front row, middle seat open across the country. I felt like waking up on Christmas morning, y'all.
So I was flying to Austin the first time and super nervous, you know, aisle seat, window seat, bathroom anxiety, whole 9 yards.
Same, same. I feel you. I see you on that.
50, people on the flight. So virtually empty. The flight attendant gave my boyfriend and I free drinks.
Yes, free drinks.
And then... Yep, the same thing on the way back a week later.
The same thing on the way back?
Same exact thing.
Girl, God was looking out for y'all. Oh, I'm so happy for you.
I said we'll never fly again because there's no way that'll ever happen again. But I was very happy.
But that's what I'm talking about. Like, literally, we have to celebrate these small wins. And I know this is so cheesy, but like, to me, when I experience things like that, I'm like, this is what life is about. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah, we got to celebrate.
I love it. Oh, my gosh. Have an amazing morning. Thank you so much for sharing that with me today.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Now. These are the top 3 trending stories in the city. The Baltimore Top 3 with Jess. Number 3.
Single Taken or somewhere in between, no matter how you are celebrating, there are tons of activities to fill your Valentine's Day weekend with love and good vibes. And the Maryland Zoo is hosting their Sex at the Zoo event.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Tonight from 6:30 to 9:30, you can learn about romance within the animal kingdom and meet some of the zoo's animal ambassadors. Now, this is an adult-only event, so date night for sure. And it'll also feature a kiss and tell lipstick reading, a fine whiskey tasting, live music, photo ops, a silent auction, and many, many more. Now, if that's not your vibe, no biggie. The Maryland Zoo is also offering a proposal to name your ex after a pile of animal dung for $5. Each dollar will go to supporting conservation efforts at the Maryland Zoo and in native habitats around the world. You can get all the info on both events at marylandzoo.org. I love that. Maryland Zoo has something for everybody.
Yeah, that sounds really fun. There sounds like a lot of different activities there with the whiskey tasting and what was the kiss and tell thing?
I don't know what the kiss and tell lipstick reading is.
I'm intrigued.
I don't know what that
lipstick
means.
Lipstick reading.
But some kind of reading.
Is that like a hand reading? Like a tarot reading?
Who knows?
But for your lips?
And is a person doing it or is an animal doing it?
Oh my goodness. If anyone goes, can you please tell us? I really want to know.
That's hilarious, Charlotte. I love that.
Number 2.
Today is Valentine's Day. But the trending conversation online this morning is about the fact that Valentine's Day isn't necessarily just a day to show love to a partner. You can shower affection on anyone you love. Here are the top 3 trending ways to celebrate everyone you love on Valentine's Day.
Aww.
Number 1, send messages to your loved ones today to make them feel special. Number two, create a homemade and personal card for friends and family. So Kramer is actually out on vacation, and I have Charlotte with me this morning, and we're planning on making Valentine's Day cards for our coworkers.
Yes, we brought in the supplies. Yeah. I love that one.
So we'll be doing that behind the scenes. When you hear Beyonce next and Bad Boys playing, we're making Valentine's Day cards, just know. And number three, bring baked goods to the office. Listen, Gina Crash and Maria Dennis from 101.9, Gina brought in Girl Scout cookies yesterday, and Maria brought in donuts yesterday for Galentine's.
Where was I?
Girl, the whole building lit up like it was Christmas Day.
Oh my goodness, that is the number one way to anyone's heart, I swear. You just bake something and everybody's happy.
Literally.
Number one.
Cynthia Erivo is adding another award to her mantle. The actress will be the recipient of its annual Stephen F. Kolzak Prize at the 2025 GLAAD Media Awards. The award is given to a queer celebrity each year who has raised visibility and promoted acceptance of LGBTQ people and issues. Yay. The award will be presented to Cynthia at the ceremony on March 27th in Los Angeles. Other celebs who will be awarded at the show include Billie Eilish, Dochi, Elton John, Adam Lambert, and more. Hopefully, Cynthia Erivo will be receiving that award after she wins her Oscar. Fingers crossed. Cynthia is also nominated in the Best Actress in a Leading Role category for Elphaba in Wicked. The Oscars are also next month on March 2nd on ABC and Hulu as well, if you want to stream it. That'll be 7 p.m. March 2nd, hosted by Conan O'Brien. OMG. Well, first of all, congratulations to Cynthia Erivo. That's an incredible honor to have. From the GLAAD Media Awards, but I am pulling for our girl to win that Oscar, Charlotte.
She deserves it so much, and I'm just thinking about if she wins this, I think she has an EGOT.
She does.
Which is...
She does.
I think she would be the youngest person to have it, potentially.
You are correct.
If y'all don't know, if you're not a nerd like me, the EGOT is when you have an Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, and a Tony.
Yes.
So that's, like, so impressive, and all she needs now is the Oscar. I'm nearly positive. So
sending her all the vibes
for our girl Cynthia.
We are.
Plus this award, what's this called? The Stephen
What she's winning on March 27th?
Yeah.
The Stephen F. Kolzak Prize.
So she has a EGOT.
Exactly. This is Jess, and that's your top three. It is time to play our favorite game in all of Maryland, Friday Karate.
It's time for Friday Cry Day. Feels good to let it out.
Hello. Welcome to Friday Cry Day. Now, typically, what Friday Cry Day is it's a game that we've created surrounded by my emotions and my tears. I'm your friend, Jess, and I'm very emotional. I'm also very nervous right now. I think I just need to let you know that, and that's going to make me feel better. This is the first time I've ever done Friday Cry Day completely alone, because I usually focus on just giving you the drama. Mm-hmm. But now I have to focus on giving you the drama on top of pressing all these buttons, and I have severe peezyety, which means I have to pee when I'm nervous. Fully prepared to pee myself or pee in this trash can that's neither here nor there. Now, this is how Friday Cry Day works. It's basically like two lies and one truth. I tell you two reasons as to like what could have possibly made me cry this week, and or three reasons, and then two of them are lies and only one of them are true. But because, oh my God, and this adds to my nervousness, because I always get so nervous when you have a chance to win a big ticket, because I want you to win so badly. I have Katy Perry tickets, y'all.
Katy Perry!
So we are going to do a Katy Perry version of Friday Cry Day, and this is how it's going to work. Instead of giving you three random stories from my week, I'm going to give you three stories about a different Katy Perry song, and you have to determine which Katy Perry song makes me cry when I hear it, okay? Now, if you guess correctly, you will win two tickets to see Katy Perry when she comes to Baltimore this August, okay? I have Charlotte with me right now. Hi, Charlotte.
Hi, Jess.
I'm so excited to do this.
This is so exciting, and you're going to slay this.
Okay. So, everyone, buckle up. Get ready. I want you to cry with me, okay? We are now going to get into not story number one, but song number one for these Katy Perry tickets. Song number one. Katy Perry released Teenage Dream in 2010. I was a junior in high school, and the first time I heard it, I literally thought to myself, wait, this is me. This is literally my teenage dream. I wanted to be in love so badly and experience that feeling. And when I listen to this song, it makes me cry because, like she says in the song, I can finally say, now every February, you'll be my Valentine to my husband, Garage Boy.
Stop! Okay, I could see it. Hopeless romantic vibes. Mm-hmm. It's come to fruition.
Yeah.
Okay. Very possible.
Okay. Those are your thoughts on that song, Charlotte?
Yeah, I'm already torn. Okay. I know this is just going to get harder.
No, I feel you. I feel you. That's a pretty tough one. Song number two. Katy Perry released Roar in 2013. And at the time, I was in a toxic on and off again relationship. I was lost and I was down bad. And the first time I heard it, it made me feel like a lioness breaking out of the cage that I had been locked in for so long. And when KP said, I used to bite my tongue and hold my breath, scared to rock the boat and make a mess, you're gonna hear me roar. Honey, I felt that in my soul. And when I hear it, it literally takes me back to that moment of clarity and it brings me to tears.
Oh. Okay, see, you know how I said it was going to get harder?
Mm-hmm.
It got harder.
What are your thoughts on Roar, Charlotte?
I think that one has such an emotional story behind it.
Yeah.
That I'm leaning that way now.
Okay.
A little bit, okay. I think.
All right. Here we go. One more. Hang on. I need to move down the piece of paper.
All right, the final one.
The final
one. What's it going to be?
Song number three. Katy Perry released Firework in 2010, and the first time I heard the song, it was like an outer body experience because I had never heard something that immediately gave me a visual depiction of how I was feeling.
Yeah.
Her lyrics, do you ever feel like a plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again? That visual gives you imagery. The imagery that made me feel seen in a way that I had never experienced because, yes, I too have felt like a plastic bag drifting in the wind, but yet I didn't know that that's what I was feeling until Katy Perry put that answer from pen to paper, and then the journey of the feeling from that to the inspiration to the reassurance that, baby girl, you are a firework. I always listen to it when I feel broken down to remind myself that I'm even brighter than the moon.
Yeah, you are.
And it makes me break down into tears. Like,
man, this is a hard one.
It's hard. Which Katy Perry song do you think makes me cry? This is Dean in Glen Burnie. Hi, Dean.
Hey, how's it going, Jeff?
I'm good. I'm nervous, not gonna lie. My hands are sweating over here. But I'm really excited for you. Which Katy Perry song do you think made me cry? Is it song number one, number two, or number three?
Honestly, I gotta say, this is probably one of the toughest ones that I've heard. Like, because it's not about your stories, it's about songs.
Oh, really? Wait, did you enjoy it? Was this doing too much? How did you like it?
No, it's good. I think it's like good to have like a theme with like the prize.
Okay, I love that.
But if I have to go with, because this is songs that still make you cry, right? So, I mean, you just got married recently and Valentine's Day is coming up, so I'm going to go with song number one.
Teenage Dream. What do you think about that, Charlotte?
I think it's a really solid pick. I think that would have been... I was torn between number one and number two the most, is what I'd say. So I think you got a really good chance, Dean.
Dean, that's not it!
No!
I'm sorry, Dean. Honestly, that is a really good guess. Every time I hear Teenage Dream, it just makes me want to like run around in a field.
I do feel that.
And scream it at the top of my lungs and frolic hand in hand with my husband. No tears, just frolicking.
only positive feelings.
But that was a really, really good guess. Thank you so much for playing, Dean.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, guys.
This is Candace in Cecil County. Hi, Candace. How are you?
Hi, sweetheart.
Which song do you think it is? Is it song number two or is it song number three, which makes me cry for these Katy Perry tickets?
I say number three.
Firework. And why is that?
I had number one until Dean got it wrong.
Ooh. So you're just going with the backup now.
I'm just going with the gut.
Well, you have a 66% chance of getting it right, I think? I don't know. I was an English person.
Well, Candace, you guessed correctly because, yes, it is indeed Firework!
Let's go!
Oh, my.
Candace, congratulations. So, literally, y'all, I really feel like that lyric. Do you ever feel like a plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again? I'm sorry, but I can visually see myself in the air when I feel lost.
I can't believe that was the answer.
And by the end of the song, I feel found
mm-hmm.
because we are all fireworks.
You know what? You're so right, Jess.
Listen.
Absolutely.
Happy Valentine's Day. Everyone, please listen to Firework. I promise it's going to change your day. That's Friday Friday.
Congrats.
Today is Valentine's Day. And in honor of the holiday, Wallet Hub has released their annual list of the best and worst places to celebrate in the country. And let's see if you agree with where Baltimore landed on this list. So Wallet Hub ranked 100 of the biggest U.S. cities on 25 Valentine's Day related metrics in four categories: budget, activities, gift accessibility, and weather. So they rated cities on everything from the average cost of a three-course dinner for two, nightlife options, and a number of florists per capita. So where did that put Baltimore? According to Wallet Hub, on the 2025 list of the best and worst places to celebrate Valentine's Day, where do you think Baltimore landed, Charlotte? Out of 100.
I feel like we've got a lot going for us. We don't have good weather, mm-hmm. but we got the activities.
Yeah.
We got the restaurants. I'm going to say top 50.
Top 50?
I'm gonna say somewhere between 25 and 50.
Not top 50, girl.
Ooh!
Not top 50. Bottom 50.
Okay.
But not too bad. You're not like entirely off. Baltimore landed in 61st place out of 100.
Okay.
You know?
That's not terrible.
Honestly, at least we didn't make the bottom 10 worst places to celebrate Valentine's Day
so
in the country.
So what were like the top three?
So this year, San Francisco actually lands at the very top of the list as the number one place to celebrate Valentine's Day.
Cute.
The worst is Detroit.
Yeah.
Why? Why?
I mean, unless you're into like urban exploring abandoned.
Okay. No, stop that.
No, I'm sorry. I've never been to Detroit.
Okay, no, neither have I.
I can't talk. It might be so lovely and I'm a fool.
So to answer your question about the top three places to celebrate Valentine's Day in the country, San Francisco is number one. Number two is Seattle.
Okay.
Seattle's fun. Have you ever been?
No, but I really want to go.
It's cute.
I haven't been a lot of places,
It's a cute
honestly.
Vibe. Girl.
I know. I need to get my travel on.
Absolutely. And number three, San Diego. Yeah, San Diego always has like a lot of fun.
Cute.
You know what? I think Baltimore deserved to be higher than 61. At least y'all, Baltimore got better than my hometown. You think Baltimore's small? You think Smaltimore? Shoot. Go to Stockton, California, honey. Stockton ranked my hometown 81st place on the list. 81 out of 100.
I will say, it seems like the West Coast got a lot more love on this list than we did. What gives, Wallet Hub?
I don't know. Well, D.C. got 11th place. So
Absolutely not. That is the biggest lie I've ever heard.
Honestly, yeah. Like, why did D.C. get 11th place?
I mean, there's some fun stuff to do in D.C., but...
Did any of our neighbors make the top 10? D.C., nah. PA, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania got 8th place, top 10.
Okay.
Pittsburgh's
actually kind of underrated.
All right. Wallet Hub did us dirty. 61st place out of 100 for the best. I mean, I guess technically on the more worst side to celebrate Valentine's Day. Whatever you decide to do, there is a ton of fun stuff to do this weekend. So happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.